Hi.
Mr. Eckert, you...
Is this
your... Mr. Eckert,
I asked you whether this was yours.
Yes, someone gave it to me, but we need to...
I see.
Mr. Eckert, there's something I need to ask you.
I'm sorry. Truly, truly sorry. Blackmail. Our daughter went missing 20 years ago. It was Dana's return for your...
So, were you the one that stabbed me, too?
No, I don't know anything about that. You may not believe me, but it's the truth.
What? So there's someone else trying to kill me, too? Then who were you talking to on the phone?
I honestly don't know. He said he'd call again once you were dead. Don't worry. After all, I told you all this, didn't I? I won't make any more attempts on your life, and I plan to give myself up to the police. Forgiveness I can't ask for, but I am sorry.
No, that's all right. I'm still alive, and besides, it's the fault of whoever is really behind this. Please, don't blame yourself too much, Mr. Eckert.
The comb, it somehow made me a sane man again. When I look at it, I feel like she's safe. When I hold it in my hand, I can believe that the blackmail was nothing but a piece of fiction and that my daughter is out there somewhere, happy and safe. It's as though I'm stroking her little head again, reassuring. I don't know quite how to express it. I must be getting old.
No, I think I understand. That comb, I'd like you to have it.
Are you sure? Isn't it a keepsake?